Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting third. The right fielder, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Leon Roberts. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Onyx Concepcion. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting third. The second baseman, Davey Lopez. Batting fourth. The DH, Jeff Burrows. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Almon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Marshall Brandt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Kearney. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tony Phillips. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Kurt Young. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Washington reaches second base with a double. Wilson moves to third. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips misplays the ball. That's an error on Phillips. Wilson scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Peters throws the ball into Phillips, who tags McRae trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Washington scores. Brett moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Almon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Henderson moves to second. Davey Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henderson scores. Peters moves to third. It's 2-1, Royals. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lopez moves to second. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-2, Athletics. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Almon for the out. One out. Marshall Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney hits a fly ball into right field. Brett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Athletics. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion hits a fly ball into right field. Almon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Royals 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off splitterf, and towards Washington, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phillips moves to third. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splitter fires to first and has Peters trapped. There's the throw to Washington, who tags Peters for the out. Phillips scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Athletics. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lopez hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett moves to second. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-1 in the game. Way then hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Way then reaches second base with a double. Brett scores. White goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Athletics. Jeff Jones now pitching. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-1 in the game. Akins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Way then scores. It's Royals, 6, Athletics, 6. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Roberts hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Akins moves to second. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0-for-1 in the game. Concepcion strikes out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Renko now pitching. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Burrows takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Lansford strikes out. There goes Burrows. The throw from way then to second, and Burrows is out. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-1 in the game. Almon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marshall Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Concepcion fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics 6. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brandt juggles the ball. That's an error on Brandt. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Washington moves to second. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 0-for-1 in the game. Kearney hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Peters hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brett. Peters reaches second base with a double. Phillips goes all the way around to score. It's 7-6, Athletics. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lopez hits a fly ball into right field. Brett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. John Waven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waven is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Wei then hits a fly ball into right field. Almon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brandt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Akins for the out. Two outs. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Roberts hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Royals 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Burrows hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burrows moves to second. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Almon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brett. Almon reaches second base with a double. Burrows scores. Lansford moves to third. It's 8-6, Athletics. Marshall Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lansford scores. Almon moves to third. It's 9-6, Athletics. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Almon scores. Brandt moves to second. It's 10-6, Athletics. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 0-for-2 in the game. Kearney hits a pop-up towards first. Akins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brandt scores. It's 11-6, Athletics. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Peters hits a fly ball into left field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0-for-2 in the game. Concepcion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Washington takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Royals 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Concepcion fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Burrows strikes out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Brett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Way then strikes out. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Akins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White moves to third. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Roberts hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Royals 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Hood now pitching. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marshall Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Concepcion fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 0-for-3 in the game. Kearney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Wayne Gross now playing first base. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Almon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Washington hits a line drive towards third. Lansford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Royals 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Brett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. White hits a fly ball into right field. Almon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 11, and Kansas City Royals, 6. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.